Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. 7 till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Karen Post. She is the branding diva. She's the author of A Brand Turnaround. Also, her previous book, Brain Tattoos, one of my favorites. And brandingdiva.com, right, Karen?
That's right, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, so check it out, folks. And in that, when you go to her website, click on her blog, and you'll see the post that she made recently on this topic we're talking about, which is momentum, how to get rid of the negative momentum, how to turn it around, how to get good momentum and use it to your advantage. In the previous segments, Karen, we talked more about how to do it individually because it is between your ears. What 99%, as you say, 1% is actually getting up off your backside, but making something happen. But the other 99% is between your ears. How do we get that kind of momentum going in an organization when an organization seems to have negative momentum? What do we do?
Well, it starts with the leader. And, you know, momentum is absolutely contagious. So if you're leading a small business, you need to lead with this strong momentum, and you will be amazed at all the new followers that you will have, because people like to be around exciting, powerful momentum. It feels good, but it starts with leadership. So those things that I mentioned about finding your peak state, find your passion, commit, resolve, take urgent, immediate actions, be flexible, and then celebrate. If you start doing those things, you're going to feel it throughout your whole organization.
You use the word celebrate. A lot of people don't know when to celebrate, I think. I think they think that they have to wait till they cross the finish line. But if you make an accomplishment, celebration is really important for momentum. Not acting like you're in the end zone when you're not in the end zone, but being, we talked about being grateful. That's part of being grateful, isn't it? Celebrating something that you've actually pulled off, even though it's not the finish line. What do you think?
Oh, every day as I finish an hour of work, I get up, I stretch, I breathe, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I celebrate. So if you're sitting at your desk all day, you've got 8 or 9 hours, 8 or 9 times that you can get up and celebrate, and you do it, whether, you know, you go in the restroom and you scream, or you go outside and you take a walk. We all need to be celebrating, and that adds to the wave of momentum, and it's just like putting more fuel in your tank, so you got to celebrate.
Sometimes organizational momentum is multi-stepped. There's a lot of steps to really getting the momentum going, and so you need to if it's celebration, could be a pat on the back, it could be a compliment, it could be a node, it could be getting the team together and say, guys, we still got a ways to go, but boy, look what we just accomplished, and you know, let's do high fives and go back to work. I mean, it could be like that, right?
You know, it's key communication. So the leaders drive in this momentum. He or she has got to make sure the team is feeling it. So like you said, it could be an email that goes out, you know, every hour with some little cool mantra or some word of inspiration. If you've got a loudspeaker, it could be that, you know, maybe you get together in the break room or, you know, in the morning you do a little kind of pep rally thing. But once the leader is driving the momentum, they got to make sure that it touches the troops. And then once you start doing that, then it will start manifesting into even a bigger force of momentum. And then, like I said, you will be surprised at the results that you see, because momentum can just turn around a gray day and bring more sunshine than you know what to do with. And I know sunshine because I live in Florida.
Well, nothing turns momentum around like customers. And so to me, if you really want to find where you can get some organizational momentum, it's getting more customers or serving customers better or getting customers to come back. To me, that's where, you know, you talked about personal momentum being, you know, getting it between your ears. organizational momentum to me is serving customers better. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And again, just like with your staff and your troops and your employees, when your customers start feeling like your business has got this positive momentum going on, they want to be around that too, and they're going to want more of what you're selling because it feels good. Everyone wants to feel good, and so you've got to be able to translate what's going on inside your organization to your customers too. Then they're going to become bigger ambassadors. They're going to tell their friends, and then again, the wave just gets bigger, and you're on your way.
Karen, thank you for being here. Good job today. I've got more momentum now just because you were here. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Karen Post, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.